1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And joining us at 8:49, we're pleased to have with us Melissa Landis of Empower House Ministries. It's been a pretty active time for Empower House, and we're pleased to get the update here this morning.
Melissa, good morning. How are you?
I am good. Keeping super busy.
It sounds like it. And I guess I'd like to start off with the massive grant announcement that came down here right about a week ago. $200,000 here. How important is that?
It was mind-blowing, just baffling, incredibly grateful. We applied for that back in April and got notified about 2 weeks ago that our application was accepted.
So what does the $200,000 help Empower House Ministries do? I know what the Kansas Attorney General's office had said, and this is essentially earmarked towards combating the state's fentanyl epidemic. Also, in general terms, helping with drug abuse and addiction recovery services. But specifically, how does this help Empower House, and how does this help the area in total?
Absolutely. This particular fund is a result of the opioid settlement money that's then distributed to the states that then goes to nonprofits such as ourselves. So it is all about the fight against addiction. So for us, it means that we'll be able to make some major program improvements, where some changes there with the ladies' house. But are you ready for my announcement on where most of that funds are going to go?
We are ready.
Okay, about the time that we got the notification, we were working with a landlord on a rental for a 5-bedroom, 2-bath house located in Emporia, and so we've actually signed all of that paperwork. It's a 3-year lease with a 2-year option to buy, so the end result of all of that is sometime in the month of October, we will be doubling our residential program by offering services to men. So the men's recovery residence is coming soon.
How important is this step, not only for what you've got with the women already, but to couple that with a men's facility?
Yeah, and really what it does is it allows us to use all the lessons that we learned, all the structure that we developed in the programs for the women, and we can now use those for men. So what we find is addicts often relapse when they're living in that same drug-infested environment. And so we're able to provide literally a life-changing recovery residence and comprehensive programs. It starts, obviously, with safe, stable housing, but access to community resources for mental health, addiction treatment, job search, help them with budgeting, and really provide the structure and accountability that they need. So Empower House is really provides them with a foundation for that personal change and transformation so that they can then be successful, not just in their recovery, but also in life as well.
Well, yeah, huge announcement here this morning. Again, good to be talking to you, Melissa, here as we talk about Empower and Empower House Ministries. You got the grant, $200,000. Obviously, you'll be able to put this to good use if you just told us. You've got some money earmarked for some great programming. So personnel-wise, you're going to have to bring on new staff for the men?
Yeah, a little bit. We have a men's house leader that we've already identified. I met with him this week. And so we've got the house supervision. But really our focus is building those programs and making sure that the money is used directly to support those men rather than bringing on substantial salaries.
Speaking of the men's shelter right now, do you have to go through any sort of a zoning change process in order to make that happen? Or is everything pretty well set up for that and ready to tee off?
Yeah, that is a great question. I talked to Justin Gibbons with the City of Emporia Zoning. And recovery residents are allowed to have up to 10 non-related people in the same household. So our standard capacity is going to be 9, so we're already in compliance with the city. So check that one off the list. But don't worry, there's plenty more to do, right?
Understood. What else do you have to do to get ready, and are you announcing the facility locations both for the women's and men's shelters at this point in time, or is that going to remain private?
Yeah, it'll remain fairly private. The ladies' house is located close to, the closest intersection would be 9th and Prairie. The men's house, the closest intersection would be 12th and Rural. So, but this grant will put us on our way to at least getting operations started from a rental standpoint. The funding does provide us with a down payment for the house, but I've got to get busy so that we can actually purchase the house and work on our fundraising efforts there.
And Melissa Landis with Empower House Ministries with us on our Newsmaker 3 segment. It is 8:54, 66 degrees and sunshine on a Friday morning. Are your residents referred to you, Melissa? How do they find out about you?
A variety of ways. Sometimes they're self-referred. Sometimes it is community organizations that see somebody that's got the need. Sometimes it's an addiction treatment. And sometimes it's community corrections or probation. So applications, at least on the ladies' side, just keep flowing. And now we get to work on making sure we've got a solid flow of men's applications, too.
So the need is there, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. At one point here, a couple months ago, we had a total of 8 ladies on our waiting list, and we only have 9 beds. So, yeah, it's drastic.
I was going to ask, the services that you provide for the women, and, you know, the way it sounds is those are going to be similar, if not identical, for those for the men.
Exactly. Same needs, same need for structure, accountability, you know, getting employed, getting the addiction treatment, addressing the mental health. So, yeah, the exact same needs on the men's side.
What is the average length of stay you normally see, Melissa?
Yeah, they can be with us for up to 18 months. On the ladies' house, I think we're up to, we've been working to increase that. I think we're probably at a 90-plus day stay. The ladies that are there currently, I believe our average is about 150 days is their average length of stay for those that are with us right now.
Okay. Well, great news again coming here for Empower House. And really quickly, Melissa, just recap what you got coming here, and in case people would like more information, how they can get that from you.
Absolutely. To recap, we've got the men's residence coming somewhere in the month of October. You can find out more information about us at empowerhouseministries.org. Phone numbers there on the website. If somebody's interested in helping, they can obviously reach out to me via phone, and we can schedule a meeting to really go through the details of what we're doing and how somebody could get involved.
Before we let you go, Melissa, do you track residents once they leave? I mean, so you can measure how successful things are and they become when they leave here?
Absolutely. Our success rates, particularly on the ladies' side, for those that have 50-plus day stays or more, our success rate could be as high as 2/3, which, if you know anything about addiction, that is absolutely phenomenal.
Wow, that is good.
Impressive stuff here. Well, Melissa, thanks so much for joining us here today, and best of luck here as you expand your mission here locally, and keep us posted on how things go.
Absolutely. Sure will. We appreciate you guys.
Yeah, congratulations on that. Nice work.
All right. Thank you both.
Yeah, good to talk to you always. Melissa Landis with Empower House Ministries. Big news here this morning, Chuck.
Huge news for Empower House Ministries to expand and offer men's services here very soon, and we'll have updates here on KVUE.com. As mentioned here, next week is going to be busy on our airwaves, so check